The Farm Bill passes the House. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. The long-stalled Farm Bill just cleared a key hurdle on Capitol Hill, passing the House last Thursday after intense debate.
It's been a process, and a somewhat predictable process.
And that's House Agriculture Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson. The vote to pass the Farm Bill was a narrow one. Republicans needed 218 votes to pass it. What they got was 224. The bill includes a fix to California's Prop 12, a priority long sought after by pork producers.
Prop 12 is an issue. It's a state's rights issue because one state can't be able to dictate to other states, and it's the right thing to do. It's actually following through on what the Supreme Court, in their minority opinions, told us.
Lawmakers did remove a provision allowing permanent year-round sales of E15, opting instead to consider it in a separate bill with a vote expected later this month.
I haven't had a chance to read the complete bill that they put forward, but I understand they took into account some of the small refinery exemptions, and it sounds like they've checked all the boxes on it.
Even though Thompson has gotten the bill through the House, he admits that handing it off now to Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman and getting it approved in the Senate will be far more challenging.
We've communicated with his team, but when we do that trade-off, now I think eventually we'll wind up with a conference committee because there's certain things Chairman Bozeman is going to have a hard time doing in order to get 60 votes. So we're going to be very attentive there.
Bozeman has indicated the Senate may strip out more elements from the Farm Bill in order to secure the 60 votes required for its passage.
Improve the construction of your pole barns, riding arenas, and other ag structures with steel roof trusses from Johnny Truss. Steel trusses can be placed 8, 10, or 12 foot on center and sit directly on the post without the use of carrier beams. By using Johnny Truss steel trusses, you'll gain more headroom and storage, improve structural integration, and enjoy faster installation. Plus, steel trusses just plain look fantastic. Johnny Truss, Michigan's exclusive steel truss supplier. Online at johnnytruss.com.
We know the hard work you put in every day to provide the food and crops that sustain us all. At Greenstone, we provide tailored lending solutions and financial tools to help you maintain a successful farming operation year-round, from season to season. Greenstone Farm Credit Services has been supporting farmers for over a century with the secure capital and market knowledge you can count on. With locations throughout Michigan and Northeast Wisconsin, we're here to help. Visit GreenstoneFCS.com to learn more.
I'm National FFA Secretary Lily Nyland from Holland, Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Not as cold as we start the week off here today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with a look at your Michigan Ag weather update. Dry weather for the most part, but there's that frontal boundary building to our west. That'll start to drag a little bit of moisture, scattered showers across eastern parts of the UP late this afternoon into this evening. And then overnight tonight, that front sags across the entire rest of the state. On again, off again moisture. I don't think it's any more than a tenth to half an inch, but there will be moisture around. Cold air is going to be coming in behind this. That takes over for tomorrow and Wednesday. Meanwhile, moisture continues to flare up to the south of the Missouri Valley on through the eastern Corn Belt, so we'll have to watch for any of that to try and drift north. Right now, I don't think it does. If we see any moisture farther out this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, it will be in far southeastern parts of Michigan. But the cold air is definitely here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We may not break out of the chilly mold until we get into the weekend. Even then, it's not for very long. Hit and miss scattered showers Friday night, Saturday, 30% coverage, few hundreds to a few tenths, that's all. The chill holds through the weekend in the north, maybe seeing a slight bit of moderation in the south. And then we get into next week. Cold air reasserts itself Monday through Wednesday. Big rains next Thursday. We follow that up with another round of cold air for Friday, Saturday, the 15th and 16th. What I think this means is drying is slow, but over the next 2 weeks, our stretches of time with no new precipitation are going to widen out a little bit. So I think there are going to be some areas, especially lighter ground, that we can try it. And even on heavier ground, if any sunshine works in here, which there will be, we should be able to see evaporation at about a tenth to 15 hundredths of an inch per day. It's not super fast, but it is something on the drying side. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Looking for heavy equipment, but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online, and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword ag today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Looking back to see how the grain markets performed to close out the week last week, here's Andy Eubank and Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. They spoke during the middle of trade on Friday.
Soybeans and wheat mostly higher throughout the session, although some back and forth there. But corn, pretty much a higher day all around. I'll let you come up with the right word for the corn market, which has been impressive, it seems, in recent weeks.
Yeah, I think the word that I'd use on the corn market has been resilient. We've seen increased farmer selling on this rally here. We've seen a nice rally here the last few weeks here, and the producers rewarded the market with that rally, with any remaining old crop. The export market has got to be the foundation we've got to share with your listeners, Andy, for 2025-26 here. We're well on the way to reaching the USDA annual forecast of 3.3 billion bushel. It'll be a new record here for annual corn exports, and we're continuing to see corn sales and other sales announcements made here on Friday for both old crop and then stretching into 26-27. So the export market is very strong. We're also seeing the ethanol market very strong. So the bottom line is that usage, you'll get a great big mountain of corn, if you will, to chew through from that 2025 harvest. But we're still seeing great demand. So the corn market is trying to pry that remaining bushels out of the producer's hands and doing a good job of that. Producer, as I said before, has been a good job of rewarding market. Final thought, Andy, on corn would be that there's an interest on 2026 corn. Now with this cooler and wetter weather, we may be delaying our rapid planting pace that we start there. But I think the story is more old crop at the moment.
Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. Settlements from Friday, May corn up 3.5 cents to 468.25. July corn 5.5 higher, 480.25. May soybeans climbing 5.75 to 1187.75. July beans 7.75 higher at 1203.25. And May wheat up just 0.75 cents to 624.5. A different story for the livestock markets, though, on Friday. June live cattle dropping a dollar to 253 even, and June lean hogs also down a dollar to 101.27. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.